What's up, everybody? It's your old friend, John Middlecoff. I'm here to tell you about our friends at Game Time. Here's what I need you to do. Go to your smartphone, download a little app called Game Time. Baseball season's in full swing. Oracle Park. Been there a million times. Never doesn't live up to the hype. Go get yourself some garlic fries, a brewski, maybe some ice cream. They have very good Ghirardelli ice cream there. And when you do that, promo code HAM. So download the Game Time app. Your first pair of tickets, promo code HAM, H-A-M, save $20. The A's, only going to be in the Bay Area for the rest of this season. You probably can basically go for free. Just buy a pair of tickets to any baseball game. They also have comedy shows if you want to check one of those out, or concerts. Game Time app, promo code HAM, save yourself $20. We don't even need a thank you. Just hammer that promo code.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Are we watching the final months of Golden State Warrior Kevin Durant?
Kind of feels that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean,
it almost feels like a lock. Again, did you see that he hasn't talked for like the last 5 days? Just ever since the Knicks trade happened, he's just avoided it like the plague because he knows what he's going to be asked. And he's pretty good about that. It's kind of actually let. I've actually seen Boogie. It feels like he's talking all the time. He's just smiling.
Boogie's living his best life.
Oh my God, he's like a pig in shit right now. It is the elephant in the room. I saw Ethan Strauss wrote a bunch of like hoops hype. Were tweeting out that the vibe around the Warriors is they think he's gone. They're bracing for him to leave. It just a casual NBA fan. If you just watch, it's what everyone's thinking right now. And then to me, yesterday the trade happened. My phone buzzed last night at 11:30. I was just kind of falling asleep, and I looked, and it's Woj breaking a tweet, and it's that they traded him. They traded their best player, Tobias Harris. Well, one of the things there, it has potential if they can do like one more move to have two max slots. So it's not just the Knicks. To me, it's like the Clippers, who was the guy that played a huge role in landing Kevin Durant the first time when he got on the phone and he said, "You're remembered for rings," or whatever the fucking line was from Jerry. Mm-hmm. It's Jerry West. And I know everyone talks about they want Kawhi, and why wouldn't they just be like, we'll get Kawhi and Kevin?
I think, like, when you start thinking about what's been said by the people closest to, like, and obviously we know Marcus Thompson and Anthony Slater, but those, for months, John, right? Like, it was Marcus, I think, wrote a while ago, like, before the season, like, you know, that there was a belief that this could be his last year. Okay, fine. Then there was his brother's. Remember, his brother had the comment on the IG, like, we're trying to get all rings before we get out of here. And he's like, that meant retirement. I didn't mean leave the Warriors. Just meant before I retire. But the one I'd forgotten about, so I went back and looked, was that Slater wrote in October that Durant's best friend is on David Fizdale's staff.
Yeah, best friend.
Best friend. It's very college, right, where you're just kind of setting things up. And then obviously the Knicks are doing – like, you think him and Royal Ivy haven't talked? Like, you think the Knicks just traded Porzingis without knowing anything? Now, I'm not saying he's going to the Knicks, but I think they're at or near the top of the list. Like, the Clippers have been a real thing. And it kind of raised my eyebrows the other day when there was the report that the Clippers are on the list of teams that Anthony Davis would sign an extension with.
The friend coaching staff is a classic college move. Right.
But the difference is in the NBA, you can have 40 you could hire every – you could be like college is only so many spots. So you are – when you put somebody's dad or friend on your staff, like, you are taking away somebody who normally breaks down film or is on the floor coaching. Like, that is a real valuable coach. that's not on your bench.
But my point is, in college, if it means landing, you know, Porter Jr. or whoever, it makes sense. In the NBA, it's like, we'll just pay the motherfucker. We're not signing his friend if we don't want him. And I actually heard someone say that the friend is a pretty high-level guy.
Yeah, he might just be a really good coach. That's fair. That's absolutely
But the other thing is, the guy that they hired away from the Kings was Scott Perry, was one of the guys in Oklahoma City that drafted him, and they have a relationship. Like, so the Knicks feel like they're getting him or have a legit chance. Well, so do the Clippers. Why? Because the guy in charge of the Clippers now once landed him or played a pivotal, might be strong, but definitely played a role. You know, I didn't Kevin kind of gave him the credit for Jerry kind of helped close the deal. Like, the players they opened their arms to him, but then Jerry hammered it home. Like, screw everyone else, what they're going to say about you. It's about rings. That's how you'll be remembered. And then he did it. And it turns out, like, he's really bothered by still what everyone says about him. I do think this, and you and I have texted about this, New York probably be overwhelming for him. I mean, if he's struggling here with the Warriors, where I wouldn't say treat him with kid gloves, the media, but it's pretty – they make it conducive for him. Like, they're going to ask some tough questions, but they'll let it be on his time. There ain't no his time in New York. To me, the Clippers, for his personality, actually would make a lot of sense. You got Doc Rivers, who's a huge personality that can talk all the time. If you could land Kawhi, which, again, is not a great combination because he doesn't want to talk either, but you have the elephant in the room is LeBron on the other team taking all the headlines. So you kind of fly under the radar. But the one thing that seems to bother Kevin the most, he doesn't want to fly under the radar. He wants to be told, I don't know if this is by Twitter or by the shows, that he's the best player. Like, Kevin, how are you ever going to quantify that? You know? It feels like he's searching for some ghost of happiness that it doesn't really exist.
Yeah, I think if that's what you seek, I think it will always kind of fall through your fingertips. Because look, Michael Jordan was Michael Jordan, and we still talk about. And now, you know, if Michael cared that, I don't know. Maybe Michael does care about it. The times I've heard him address it, I think he's handled it well. But it's like, imagine if Michael cared every day that he was talked about as the greatest ever, and then LeBron comes along, and we have these debates. And imagine Michael still woke up caring. You know, it's like really caring. Like, that's what's he going to do? Come back? Prove everybody, like, I'm taking LeBron on? No, it's too. Although I did ask this question the other day because they did a funny, was it Bleacher? Somebody made this graphic of Michael in a Warriors uniform. Like, could he come back to pass Brady for championship rings?
No, it says next year when Brady gets 7. And then it was a picture of him in a Warriors jersey.
So, here's a reminder. This podcast is brought to you by Eaze, EAZE.com. Use our promo code HAM and you'll get $20 off your first order.
Plus, over $50, guy, a free delivery. Also brought to you by berries.com. That's berries.com. You go to the microphone at the top right-hand corner, promo code HAM, $19.99 for berries.
Now, back to the pod. If Michael Jordan right now stepped onto the floor, and I asked, I was talking to Eddie House Tuesday, and I asked him, like, how many could Michael average? He's like, well, the problem is just, you know, not in shape, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I said, I don't care. Just, you put him on, he's Michael Jordan. What could he do? Could he average 7 points a game? And Eddie was like, yeah, I think he'd average 7 because he still has the post-up moves.
But he can't jump as high and he's fatter.
Yeah, no doubt. But I put it at 7. On this Warriors team, could he average 7? Just hit a couple open mid-rangers. He'd get left open. John, he averaged 20. This one gets me. Like, Michael, man, when he came back for the Wizards, that really ruined things. You mean when he averaged 23 a game? That year, that ruined it? Or the year that he averaged 20 a night? Did that one ruin it?
I guess I'm a little jaded because I just remember that Kobe last year. Now, the difference is Kobe was so injured, right? His Achilles was given out. His knees were given out. He's had every injury under the sun. It doesn't feel like Jordan was quite as banged up. He was just older. But I'll never forget, like, once it goes, it kind of goes, you know? And a lot of guys just kind of slowly move out, it feels like. Some of them hang on way too long in the NBA, and you're like, oh, my God, what? Patrick Ewing, he looks like he's 700 pounds. Remember, he was like playing for the – when he played for the Raptors? It got really ugly there at the end. For some play, Hakeem was shot. I don't know. I don't know if he could average 7 because I don't think he'd be able to move.
Well, yeah, the back-to-backs. But now the schedule's set up a little better.
I do think this year, for the first time, I've always kind of defended him. Not not an individual player, but just the league has kind of jumped the shark with some of this shit. You know, it's getting a little.
You're talking
ridiculous.
About the schedule or the drama?
I'm just talking about the drama.
Yeah, it's John. Yesterday I got two alerts back to back. The Lakers are out on Anthony Davis talks. Like, okay, I bet they are. Like, don't send me that alert. Don't tell me. I don't need that report. They're not picking up the Pelicans phone calls anymore. BS.
Well, how do you blame? Like, if you ask Kyle Kuzma, are you better than Anthony Davis? Of course he'd be like, no. Yeah. I'm just assuming he would maybe say yeah. But most of the player, like those guys in the trade, would admit they're not as good as Anthony Davis in a vacuum. But you're a human, especially when you're younger. It's like, fuck you. You know, LeBron, you smile to my face. I know you talk the Magic. We've all worked in businesses where a guy acts like he's not some politician behind the scenes. Clearly he's working the channels. Like,
have
you
spoken to JT or not? I want answers.
Exactly. And it's just like, you're a fucking liar. And it just, resentment might be the wrong word, but it just gets weird. And you can just, I always kind of laugh at just be a pro. Yeah. You're still a human. You know, you've got things kind of crossing your mind here.
Right.
So I think it's a disaster. Just
you're talking
kind
about
the of, Lakers. But just the league, you know, just Anthony Davis situation.
It's funny,
you know, like,
man.
Is Kyrie going to leave? Is Kawhi going to leave?
That's
movement's
another one.
Not bad, but.
No, but Kyrie's another one that has worn me out. It's just like, we get it. You're in charge of your career. Fine. But why but I also think, I would guess it's all this stuff is part of the reason the league is just in fantastic shape. They're in the news cycle all the time. It's stuff that's easy to consume. Drama does
but it's like
get people invested.
Kyrie, no one ever told you that you had to look in front of the crowd and say, I'm going to be back. Make a commercial at Boston Garden. Like, you did that. And then you come out.
It wears me out.
And I think there's an element of just immaturity with all these guys because they kind of led by this crusade LeBron's leaving of player empowerment. It's like, we get it. Your players are powerful. You know, they've always been powerful. You know, this isn't like some new thing, you know. The power player in the NBA always has pull, right? So it's like they act like there's some trailblazers here with player empowerment. I just think they've completely jumped the shark on all this shit.
Baseball players are doing the same thing right now, right? Not to this degree because they have less free time in terms of during the season. But baseball players complaining about how much money's out there. People talking about collusion is one of the stupidest. You think the league got – you think teams got together and said, we're not going to pay Bryce Harper? No. They've all got the same data now. And they're realizing that spending $300 million on a guy – now, Bryce is unique, but like the Albert Pujols contract was a disaster. So wait a second. I'm going to pay you when you're past your prime for 8 years or 10 years. And then if you're Robinson Cano and you get suspended for PEDs, I still have to pay you when you come back? Like, what is that? That's incredible. So why am I going to pay you for past performance at a time when you're about to get old, give you a ton of money – you just want us to keep making the same mistakes. You really care about the players making money. You shouldn't worry about how is Bryce Harper getting 300 instead of 250. You should worry about the guys that get called up making maybe how about those guys make 750 or a million instead of 500? How about that? That affects people. But like, I'm
not
going to
get mad. How about the guy making a million?
Yeah,
you know, the million guy that could make five.
Right.
You know.
But I'm going to get mad. Like, guys, it's not collusion. It's guys have gotten smart. The teams have realized, wait a second, we don't have – and from everything I've heard, like, you know, Major League Baseball used to own negotiations with the league. But everybody I've heard talk about it says the league has wiped the floor with the players the last two labor negotiations. So
– who's the guy – who's the head of the union now?
Tony Clark.
Tony Clark, yeah.
I mean, Donald Fair was legendary. But, like, the health of your players is not determined by whether Bryce gets 300 or 250. It's determined by what about the guys on the low end? What are they getting? Because that's your workforce.
Yeah, to me, the NFL has a similar issue. Like, it's not about the Bradys and the quarterbacks. It's about the backup linebacker. You know, the guy that is going to hit free agency and he's going to get veteran minimum deals that aren't guaranteed.
Exactly.
Those guys,
what they should be fighting for is 2 years get you lifetime health insurance.
Exactly.
Maybe just being on the roster counts as a year, not being active. I don't know, but...
But see, that's the problem, guys, because in any negotiation, the guy you're going to elect is usually the top of the food pole, you know, the food chain or the pyramid, and he doesn't relate financially to you. So he's fighting for, and he thinks about it differently than you. You know, like Aaron Rodgers has nothing in common, or Bryce Harper has nothing in common with the guy making nothing.
Well, the other thing is what resonates with everybody. Like when Kevin Durant goes out and signs a record contract, that's what resonates is how much did the big free agent get? He got a lot of money. Well, that's what resonates. What's happened is now you've gotten so rich that guys can walk away from $30 million to go do what they want. I mean, Kevin has made decisions, to his credit, that were not strictly financially based, right? And now he's in a position where he did not tie himself for a long period of time, and he has every year, basically, he gets to make his own decision. That is valuable. That's really valuable. When you're that rich, you can start doing that, and so credit to them for doing it. But baseball doesn't work that way. Baseball players, it's all about, like, I need my guaranteed dollars because I haven't been paid for 5 years.
Yeah, I mean the other curveball in basketball is like for Kevin Durant, for example, why money means nothing to him, and I don't mean means nothing to him. Well, why he can take a $5 million haircut on a contract for a year, go from 35 to 27 or whatever. He signed a $300 million Nike deal,
right?
And he's been making 20 plus million in the NBA now for like 7 straight years. So like part of the reason in the NFL, for example, why they always say in free agency, is it going to go to a winner? Like they never go to the Patriots when they're kind of desperate for their one big contract. They're going to go to whoever pays them more because that's going to be their one contract. In the NBA, we've talked about this for a while too, like let's say Clay wanted to leave. You know, another team in free agency can only offer him 4 years. The Warriors can offer him 5. He's like, well, let's say if he wanted to leave, they'll offer me 4, whatever that number is, 140, and then I'll be 33 when that's up. I'll just sign another contract. Like, more than likely, I'm going to be around. I've already banked a shitload of money. Everything else is somewhat gravy.
Yeah.
You know?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.